Good morning, all of you. Today is Thursday, 3rd of February, and in studio are Andrea, Yaholom, and Valentin from France. Right now it's KZ with 90 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy, with temperature range from 23 to 29 degrees Celsius, with heat index on 28 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from northeast with 27 to 32 kilometers per hour. Today is new moon, and sun rose at 6:35 a.m., and sunset will happen at 6:13 p.m. Yesterday at Whitehall in Barrett News was an interactive workshop, Bridging the Arc of Mysticism, in the series of talks on Supramental Transformation in Progress at Mutation 2. Dr. Bahman Shirazi led the workshop, and here's an excerpt of it, and the full version you can find on our page.
You know, the Buddha was right in discouraging people to ask a certain type of question, like what is the extent of space, what is the extent of time, because these are fabrications of ordinary consciousness. Einstein could not produce any of his new ideas by thinking that way. He would definitely go to a different mode of consciousness and try to understand what's going on. And so one thing that comes out and is key is light. I mean, is mc squared, and has something to do with speed of light. So light and matter, there's a relationship there that's even in basic physics is there. But you know, what you're talking about is imaginary spaces within cells, or spaces between the parts of the body, or molecules of anything. That's a different thing. But you know, the difficulty in approaching that is because we're using what we call objectifying mode, you know, which is looking from the outside in. When we think of the Earth as a ball, as you know, even though it's how it looks like, we're imagining it from the outside in. It's not from inside out. We're not used to the inside out, you know. That's the direction of mysticism. We were now talking about science. We were now talking about application of our visual field primarily. I mean, there's some people are more auditory and tactile, you know, other senses. Oh, by the way, that is our experience of matter, isn't it? We have five senses that allow us to directly experience matter, you know, and those are the five normal senses that we know of, you know, taste and so on. But when you are imagining, what you're actually doing is you're using the conceptualizations derived from these senses, which is actually, you know, technical terms of, let's say, basic psychology. These are the abstractions, productions of the mind itself, you know, in terms of abstractions. We're actually using a lot of abstractions. All these imaginations and visualizations are really a lot of abstractions. To the extent that they can produce an outcome that you can demonstrate, they're called science and reality and truth. To the extent that they go in different directions and you can never get them back, they're just imaginations, you know. But there is that way. So now I want to go back to more of a mystical or the spiritual end of things. But before, I wanted to give you a clue. What does Savitri find when she is in search of the soul, when she enters the dense catacombs and the tunnels within? What does she find at the end? And light.
At Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m. in Town Hall, you can see French movie Journée de la Jupe, made in France in 2009 by director Jean-Paul Lilienfeld, and it is comedy drama in French without subtitles. On Saturday at the same time and place, you can see film Up in the Air, made in USA in 2009 by director Jason Reitman, and it is comedy romance in English with English subtitles. A children's film on Sunday, 6th of February at 4 p.m., also at Cinema Paradiso, we can see Wall-E, made in USA in 2008 by director Andrew Stanton, and it is animation adventure in English. Chinese Film Festival at Cine Club is still going on at Cinema Paradiso, and on Sunday at 8 p.m., we can see Hao Zi, To Live, made in China in 1994 by director Yimou Zhang, and film is drama in Mandarin with English subtitles. At the Shuri Aurobindo Auditorium, Barrett News, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see French film La Tête de Maman in Mom's Head, directed by Cardin Tardieu and made in France in 2007. And at Echo Film Club tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see the documentary titled Great Migrations, Born to Move, produced by National Geographic in 2010 in English. Bus service to Ecofilm Club departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadana Forest at 9:30 p.m. All in This Tea is a title of the film that was screened at the Aurore Cafeteria on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. At visitor center tomorrow at 8 p.m., teachers and friends will introduce us with world dances. And at Pitanga at 5 p.m. on Sunday, by the Scuola Gregoriana Aureliana, which consists from Andrea, Anne, Carl, Elsa, Helga, Marike and Michelle, with director Eugene Levin Dalbardo, we will have again a chance to hear Gregorian chants concerts Lux Ex Oriente, a program of authentic medieval Gregorian mass and office chants from the famous 10th century Codex Hardcare by the Scriptorium Abbaye of St. Gallen, all around the theme Light from the East. They will perform from transcriptions of the original pneumatic notation, and Eugene will give a short introduction about its history and language. Nothing is permanent in terrestrial being except the psychic. The words of the mother in volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.